The cannabis community is a diverse set of people from all walks of life, conservative and liberal, black and white, straight and gay, rich and poor, and everyone in between. Learn more about the people we are freeing from adult marijuana prohibition in our Cannabis Community Chat.
Welcome back, everyone. And joining us in the Cannabis Community Chat today, we have Bob Smart. He's the organizer of the CannaCon Expo coming soon to Denver, Colorado. Bob, welcome to the show.
Hi, Russ. Thanks.
Hey, I'm so glad to have you here, and I'm excited to hear about CannaCon. Give us the dates and what you guys have in plan for Denver.
Well, for Denver, we've got the convention center for June 11th, 12th, and the 13th. And on the 9th, just before that, we're doing the first CannaCon Open charity golf tournament.
Oh, that's so cool. All right, let's talk about the golf tournament. You say it's a charity golf tournament. Who is it benefiting? How can people sign up and become a part of this?
You can go to CannaCon.org and just click on the golf tournament, and you can sign up there. Tee times are $250, and we only have 128 of them. We've got a lot of sponsorship for holes. We've got a $100,000 shootout for a hole-in-one going on, and that'll be a really, really cool golf tournament. We're in negotiations now, and it looks like everything will be approved by them to give the money to the Colorado Epilepsy Foundation.
Oh, that's fantastic. They're not
really a cannabis, per se, charity, but they do a lot for lobbying to get it approved because of the kids and epilepsy.
Absolutely.
So they're a great charity.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm wondering, you know, Bob, when you're trying to, you know, put together these events, these charity events, and give the money away. I know in Washington State, there was a cannabis farmer who tried to raise money to give away to a school. They wouldn't take it. There's people that will refuse free money just because it's coming from the cannabis industry. Did you run into any of those problems?
We did. We're actually having to get approved from the Epilepsy Foundation just for them to take the money, just so we can give them hopefully $20,000 to $30,000.
Wow, that's so hard to believe that, you know, you would think, now I can understand if, you know, you were the KKK or something trying to give them money, maybe you don't want to endorse that, but the Epilepsy Foundation, if I'm not mistaken, maybe this isn't the national, maybe it's one of the state ones, but some of these Epilepsy Foundations have come out in favor of cannabinoid medicine. So why would they be hesitant to take your money?
Oh, they just want to make sure what we're putting on is not a big smoke fest, because they just don't want to be associated with that. They want to be associated with the medicinal part. And so they're doing a little background on CannaCon, and it's always going to come back that that's not what we are. We're totally business. So
gotcha.
We should be good with that. But yeah, it's sometimes tough giving them money.
Amazing. Now, which golf course will this be held at?
Plum Creek in Castle Rock.
All right. Looking forward to that. You know, golf and weed go together like golf and weed. So looking forward to that.
Yeah. I don't know too many course guys who don't smoke. You know, the course monitor guys, they usually do.
Yeah. It's pretty well established, you know. Now, as far as the CannaCon goes, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, the 11th, 12th, and 13th, those are the dates, right?
Correct.
Okay, so for the CannaCon, you mentioned that it's a business event. It's not any kind of smokeout. So this isn't like a public consumption type, you know, cup event. This is more business-to-business stuff, or is it also business-to-consumer?
It's business-to-business and business-to-consumer. It's predominantly business-to-business. I mean, what we specialize in is getting products and services for the emerging cannabis industry at the show with their products and services. But then we're really good at getting the growers, processors, and retailers to come to the show, because that's actually who these people's clients are and who's paying for the stuff. So that's the thing that we're pretty good at. We had 10,983 attendees come to our Seattle show in February.
Wow.
They bought about $6 million worth of product at the show.
Mm. What are your expectations for this Denver event? Bigger crowds, I'd imagine.
Well, that's what everybody keeps telling me. My original expectations were probably a little smaller because, you know, here we're local, we know everybody. But, you know, we went out for World Cannabis Week and we're very well received. Everybody was, you know, happy to see us. And so I think it's, people are telling us 15 to 20,000 people might show up.
Wow, that's amazing. Now, who are some of the prime sponsors of the CannaCon? Who are helping you make this happen?
Oh, we've got like Green Bits, yeah, Dutch Master Nutrients, Leafly. Oh, boy, I should have had my computer in front of me to answer all those. Trying to think of some of our other main sponsors. The MJBA, they've helped us immensely. They've been great. Trying to find some of these. Grayling, mm-hmm. they're kind of a cool company. They're a big PR firm. I'm not really canvas industry, but they've been very helpful. And we've got 420 Tours. Those guys are great. 420 Hotels, where they're cannabis friendly. So anybody coming to the show can book a room through them and have a cannabis friendly hotel, which is really nice. Plus, they do tours and all kinds of other things like that. And VC99 is a big packaging company. Again, not cannabis industry. I mean, some of their machines sell for $500,000.
Wow.
We've got a magazine, Marijuana Venture Magazine. Those guys are great. Canna Ventures, they're another PR firm here in Seattle.
I'm sure they'll all be listed up at the website. You can find it at canacon.org. We're speaking to Bob Smart. He's the organizer, president of CannaCon. And I was able to attend your first CannaCon up there in Tacoma, Washington. And I did, I did note how it was very professionally run, very business to business. And what I like about it, and I hope you take this in the way that I mean it, is that marijuana expos are kind of becoming de rigueur, kind of mundane, kind of like, hey, it's just another business expo. It's not, illegal pot and the whole world's coming down on us.
Yeah. No, I agree. And that's kind of one of the things I tried to do a little different with CannaCon, because there's a bazillion shows out there now. All have to do with cannabis. But most of them are lifestyle, where everybody's smoking. They're great, like HempFest. I go every year. I'm a VIP member. Love those guys. And then there's like the Marijuana Business Summit coming up in Chicago, and the one they have in Denver from the NCIA. And those are the business guys getting together. But there was really no place for the guys who have lights and nutrients and soil and services to showcase their product to the grower, the processor, and the retailer that's actually buying their stuff. So basically, I come from the home show industry. So all I tried to do is do a home show. You go to a home and garden show, your home's not there. Every service and every product for it is. That's really what CannaCon is.
Right on.
There's no marijuana at the show. We don't allow it.
Yeah, no marijuana at the show, but everything you could ever want to know, see, or experience about marijuana industry and all of the ancillary products and services that are necessary for that industry. Again, speaking with Bob Smart from CannaCon. And Bob, for this CannaCon, it's coming up in Denver, June 11th through the 13th, but are there other future CannaCons people should mark the dates for?
I don't have exact date. Well, I do have the dates for CannaCon in Seattle again. That one's going to be the third week of February every year. That'll be CannaCon week in Seattle.
Third week of February, CannaCon week.
Also working on putting together one in October here in Seattle. It'll be a CannaCon Women's Expo. We've got a lot of backing for that, and that should be in October.
All right. So between you're setting up these expos in Washington State and in Colorado, the first two legal states, Oregon and Alaska have legalized, and their businesses should roll out 2016 or at least by 2017. Any plans to go to those other states as well?
Absolutely. And what I have to kind of look at is I got to make sure that there's enough of a market actively going that the vendors sell stuff instead of just going up and showcasing it. You kind of know what I mean.
Yeah.
So when those markets emerge and there are enough growers and processors in the area to actually come out and spend $3-4 million at the show.
Yeah.
Then I will absolutely be there. Now, what we're doing on top of the CannaCon Expo, though, part of the CannaCon Expo is all of our seminars. We have some of the best seminars there are, and they're inexpensive. It's only $125 for all 3 days of seminars, so it's something everybody can afford. We are going to start doing the seminars. We're going to hit one state, city a month throughout the year with just a seminar series. And one of our first places we'll go is going to be up in Anchorage, and then we plan on going down to Portland, and then we'll kind of go from there.
These seminars all
would be a great spot to go. I think that Georgia, if I remember right, just legalized medical.
Yeah.
We have plans to go to Atlanta and Florida. So yeah, we're going to be doing the seminar series as well.
And
so
these seminars are these business focused seminars or also on science or law or what?
Not really. They're more about how to teach them how to actually grow, how to process, how to do the job itself. How to run their business, but not really business seminars on how to go get your financing so much. And we're not really trying to get into the marijuana business summits that's their deal, and they're really good at it. We're really just giving education on how to actually, you know, turn marijuana into cookies, and how to actually do the job so it's done right. You know, because there's still a lot of, I've been doing this for 40 years, and there's still some not so great product out there.
Yeah.
And just because there's no real standards and nobody teaching them how to do it other than trial and error in their garage and stuff like that. So we're going to try and, you know, just teach them proper ways, you know, standards of how to do things.
Oh, right. The CannaCon is June 11th through 13th in Denver, Colorado. The website is CannaCon.org. And I assume, well, I shouldn't assume, but are you sold out? Is, if someone's a vendor listening to us in Denver, do they still have time to get involved?
Yeah, yeah. It's a huge venue. We've still got, if I remember the last count last night, we had 58 booths left.
Oh, fantastic. All right. So anybody out there wanting to get involved, go to the CannaCon website, CannaCon.org, and you should be able to find out everything you'll need to know to get yourself involved. Before we let you go, Bob, we've got about a minute left. If there's anything else you want to tell folks about CannaCon or to help them understand what's going on.
Well, you know, one of the coolest things I think about CannaCon is why so many of the growers and everybody come out. Is we've got manufacturers out there, we've got distributors, wholesalers. You're not going to find better pricing ever at any one time, and you're not going to see as many products and services in one place anywhere else on the planet. So you come out and you're going to see 20 different kind of lighting companies. So if you've been looking for LEDs or double-ended HPSs or anything, you can check them all out at one place. And then we have seminars to teach you, you know, like the best kind of lighting for the type of you're growing. So you come out educated and you know what to go look at. And then all of a sudden, there's a great deal for you as well. So it just kind of all blends in together. You know, we educate the consumer so they feel better about making some buying decisions and they know better what they're supposed to be buying or should be buying. So it just kind of all works together. Everybody comes out real happy. And I think one of the best things I found, and you probably saw this at the first show, it's a real good sense of community. It's a fun place to be. And everybody has a good time and helping each other out. So.
Absolutely.
Kind of keep everything that way.
I completely agreed. Had a great time at the CannaCon in Tacoma. Looking forward to the CannaCon in Denver, June 11th through 13th. Website is CannaCon.org. And this has been Bob Smart talking to us. We want to thank you for calling in, and good luck with the CannaCon. It's going to be great, I'm sure.
Thanks, Russ. Thanks for having me on the show. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. All right. Stay tuned, folks. We got time for another guest in this first hour. Brandon Krenzler's calling in. We're going to talk about Medical Marijuana Inc. and the alleged real scientific hemp oil. And then stay tuned for hour two. We've got an hour of the Real Drug Talk Town Hall with Dr. Carl Hart. It's not to be missed. And it's all coming up next.
You're tuned into the Russ Belville Show, the voice of the Marijuana Nation.